not to hold up the tshuva. Page 14, 418 in Shalom. פגם העיניים הוא אחד מ-24 דברים המעכבים את התשובה. Blemishing the eye is one of the 24 things which hold back one's tshuva, which are brought in the Rambam. The Rambam says, because a person thinks, what did I do? Did I touch her? Didn't even touch her, didn't do anything. And he doesn't know that it's Isur Chamur Biyoter. It's a very, very strict prohibition. According to Halacha, ביסורי הראיות החמורים צריך להרג ולא לעבור אפילו עליו, כמובן מסת הגמרא. According to Halacha, that when it comes to the arayas, a person, even on the lav of a tera, not kares, just a lav, if it comes to arayas, a person might die or do this lav, and better off die. The Gemara says a story, there was a person who became very, very, became very sick because he had the taiva to a certain woman who's married. So the doctor said, only if he'll be with this woman, he'll be healthy. So the rabbi said, no. So the doctor says, even if he just sees her, it might help. The rabbi says, better off that he'll die, better off that he'll die, and not see this lady. Even in just a love. So then they said, what? He'll talk, so just talk to her behind the fence. You won't even see her. No. Better off that he'll die. Can? Then talk to her. And now that the world is so far from this, this is the actual, the bitter galus, the bitter exile that we're in. Shalom edabri mitikun abrit, kmo shtichim edabir. That they don't talk in this world, we don't talk about tikkun abrit like we need to talk about it. Ki pgam abrit ze ma shores ta olam, because blemishing the brit, that's what's destroying the world. Od na'abir Yaakov, furthermore, the Abir Yaakov, Abekov Bechatzera says, v'ikar ha'bayit hu ha'yesod shelo. The main part of the house is the foundations of the house. V'yot ha'yesod chazak, mutzak karoi, if the foundations are strong, so then the whole building will be strong. And if the foundations are weak, the whole house is in danger, it might fall. This means to say that a house that doesn't have good foundations, even though it looks like it's standing, it's not going to be for long. The master is in a situation now of falling. It just looks like it's standing. כי מאחר שאין לו יסוד, הוא כי עומד באוויר. Because since he doesn't have foundations, as if he's standing there, who would dare living in such a house that it might fall? And he continues and explains, the Brit Kodesh is the foundation of the house. Teach us, that's the main part of the house. That's the basic connection that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If the foundation is strong, the whole body could lean on it, it doesn't fall. If one's kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a kesher, it's an attachment of love, good. And if it's weak, the house might fall. Even if a person tries to keep the whole Torah, he feels very far from Hashem. A tzaddik amiti, a true tzaddik. כל אחד צריך להכניס לליבו טוב טוב. Each one needs to put into his heart very well. שאפילו אם כל ימי חייו ישיג רק את העניין של תיקון הברית. That even along his whole lifetime, doing the only thing he'll achieve is the ending of guarding the brit, he definitely has done his mission in life. People call each other tzaddik, tzaddik, come over here, say tzaddik. Who do we really call a tzaddik? Only the one who guards his brit, like he says in the Zohar, Mani Kri Tzaddik, who is called a tzaddik? Man denat the brit, one who guards his brit. Only he's a tzaddik. Like Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzera said, that even if a person is very careful for all the averos, and do all the mitzvahs, if he doesn't have shmirat the brit, it's all nullified. Yeah, so you have to work on Kedusha. And he brings the proof that the main thing is shmirat the brit. Because Am Yisrael, when they're in Mitzrayim, they kept the brit. They didn't marry goyot. The Jew, the men married women, and they kept all the halachas. But then, even though they were very blemished, they did a lot of averos of avodah zarah. Okay, they're called shivtei yah. When the Torah mentions their names, they leave Mitzrayim. Their names are all with a hey in the beginning and yud at the end. To say Hashem is testifying that they're holy. Since the foundation is very strong, Kadosh Baruch Hu was not afraid of any other pgam. And we can also say that the Torah says, "Ubnei Yisrael yotzim bi'arama." Bnei Yisrael, they're going out with a strong hand. So there's three types of hands. There's the Yad Gdola. There's a big hand, which is the right hand. Yad Chazaka, which is the left hand. Yad Arama, which is two hands together. Yad Arama Yadifa al Shtei Yadayim Acherot. And Yad Arama, which is both hands, it's better than those two hands alone. It includes them both. Ubrit HaKodesh, and the Brit Kodesh is also in the middle, in the Kabbalah, right? Yesod is in the middle. Netzach, Hod, Yesod in the middle. Which is called Yad Rama. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the middle one is completed, meaning the Tikkun HaBrit, says, no worries of other sins that they had. Another hint, it says, by the parsha of Arayas, Ervat achicha lo tegale. Your brother's Erva, he can't reveal, can't marry his wife. Okay? So Ervat, if you take the word Ervat, which is 276, and you say this times 26,